Today's mitzvah is mitzvah Tav Chaf 420, as we break into the 420s, and we have the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. Again, as we've said, Va'eschanan is jam-packed with major mitzvos. We have Avas Hashem, and we have Talmud Torah, and we have Kriya Shema, and we have Tefillin, and we have Mezuzah. A lot of mitzvahs right here. So today we have the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. It is counted as one mitzvah, the Sefer HaChinuch following the Rambam. The Torah tells us, V'dibarta bam, b'shivtacha b'leisech, uv'lachtacha v'derech, and if Chazal learn out from there, a couple of halachos, but the one that we're going to focus on today is v'dibarta bam, you shall speak in them, meaning about this parsha. This parsha, which is the parsha of Kriya Shema, says the Sefer HaChinuch, shenitz tavinu likros b'chol yom, arvis v'shachris, pasuk echad min ha-Torah. The Chinuch Shita is, first pasuk is mitzvah d'oraisa of Kriya Shema. We're commanded every day to say Arvis v'shachris. Interesting, he says Arvis first, because that's the first mitzvah. That's the first, could be, the first mitzvah d'oraisa that a child performs when he becomes a bar mitzvah. Could also be if he gets his father a cup of water, it could also be keep it avayim. But assuming right when he davens ma'ariv right away, so the first mitzvah is probably the second. Baruchu is the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. But after, the first kavua mitzvah is Kriya Shema, that is a mitzvah d'oraisa if it fails that night. That's why also some suggest, that's why Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi started off Mishnayos with a mitzvah of Kriya Shema, Me'emasai Koren, because that is the first mitzvah that a person does, Mida Oraisa. So it's a mitzvah to say Kriya Shema every night and every day of our lives. This is Shema, and that's what it says in our parsha. What does that mean? We learn out. What do we learn out? We'll talk about this Hashem a little later, more in depth. When people lie down, when people get up, even though there is not an exact parallel between those two. The Kamash Malahula Rabbanan, Shabashah Shabani Adam Shochvin Tikra Kol Halaila, Atyalam Rashachar. Bishachbacha means when people are sleeping. Not only when people go to sleep, when people are sleeping, that is the whole night. Ukin Shachazav Shchatame Machrid, Loyishka Vahulu, Damashba Kol Shashchiva. Number one. Number two, he says, Va'od. Also, sometimes people go to sleep late at night. There are some night owls. Some people go to sleep in the middle of the night. Some stay up most of the night. Some go to sleep right away. And that's because of that, the nighttime Kriya Shema starts. The Zman starts with Mishosh HaKonim Nechazim Lechot Shumasan from Tzeis HaKochavim Ad Sheyal Amor HaShachar until Amor HaShachar. That's the night Kriya Shema. What about the day Kriya Shema? V'shah Shebnei Adam Kamin Mashmul Mitchilas Hayom. It's not an exact parallel. Chazal assume that when it says B'Shachar means whenever people are sleeping, that's the whole night. B'Kumecha means when people get up, not when people are up. Because most people don't get up in the afternoon. Most people get up in the morning. So that's why Kima means the Mesorah is their understanding. Bukumecha means when they wake up. Ad shalosh shlemos, as we know, until sof zman kriya shma. V'lo mashmalu akima kol hayom kamo hashchiva. They don't have that understanding. Shein derech echad mi bnei adam shu bari sheyakum mitaso misof hayom. It's not normal for a healthy person to wake up in the end of the day. So that's why shachma v'kamecha is not an exact parallel. Okay, hopefully we'll get to the Kesef Mishnah's understanding a little bit later. But let's get back to the first line for a minute. So the Chinuch Shita is, the first pasuk of Kriya Shema is the mitzvah d'oraisa of Kriya Shema. There are actually four different opinions what the mitzvah of Kriya Shema is. The first opinion is exactly what the Chinuch says, and this is the opinion of the Ramban. The Ramban says the Feirish and the Melchamas and Sukkah and discusses it, and here, the first pasuk is the d'oraisa. If you look in Rashi, the first Rashi on the first page in Shas, Rashi seems to say that the first parsha is the oraisa. That's what he says. You say a night, and that's what he discusses. What do you repeat when you say a mapil? You already repeated the first parsha. That is Shitas Rashi. Shitas Tosfos, there and elsewhere, is first two parshas of Kriya Shema. Kabbalas Omachos Shemayim and Kabbalas Mitzvos are the oraisa. And what about the third opinion? The Rambam. The Rambam is clear that the mitzvah, the oraisa of Kriya Shema, is all three parshios. Umahu korei, says the Rambam in the second halacha, shalosh parshios elu, vehein shema, vahayim shemoa, uvayomer. Umakdim and likros parsha shema, you say shema before vahaya, because shema is yichud Hashem, v'ahavaso v'talmudo. Those are all the mitzvahs that we just had. Yichud Hashem, Avat Hashem, and Limud HaTorah, Shehu Ikar HaGadol Sha'akol Talui Bo, V'yacharev Ha'im Shemoa, Sheish Batsivi Yashar Mitzvahs Kulon. And then Parshas Tzitzis, which is in the third Parsha. So the Rambam seems to say that all three Parshas of Kriyat Shema, Reb Chaim used this Rambam as an answer to a very important question. The Poskim ask that the Rambam does not count the mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. So we're not going to have a mitzvah shiur on it because... No, we got to fit it into one of the other mitzvahs. It's not one of the Chinuch 613. So the question is, why not? They do count, the Rambam and the Chinuch do count the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, right, which is on the Pesach night. But what about Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim? Why does it count that? So all different answers and suggestions are given. Some say, oh, it's a mitzvah derabanan. Mitzvah derabanan? To remember, Ani Hashem Elokechem Asher Hoseisi Eschem, it's only a mitzvah derabanan? Says the Ar Sameach, yes. Sometimes Hashem will dafka leave something not obligatory in order for us to figure it out to make it obligatory. Hashem wants us to say, you know, figure out that I would appreciate this. Says this is the Ar Sameach, the beginning of Hilchos Kriyat Shema. He talks about different types of mitzvahs d'rabbanan. The yesh takanas chachamim she'ein zerak mishum mishmeres. Sometimes you have siyagim. The yesh shehu mishum inyanim she'nischad shu acharei matan Torah. Like Kriyas HaMegillah and Chanukah. The yeshin yanim shehem la hafakas ratzon habore. Af ki lo hitil v'lo hichbid b'toras chova. You know, this is what Hashem would want. Bekol zeh kashero rashi haknesia kizeh hafakas ratzon habore lofan ayoser nirtzeh hischaivu b'zeh. So, Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. Let's see if you think it's important enough for you to remember every day and night of your life. So it's a derabanan. That's one suggestion given. Others say, maybe it's included, and this is the general way to answer up Rambams that don't count one of the something in the mitzvahs, that it's included in a different mitzvah. So which mitzvah is it included in? So it might be included in Anochi Hashem Elokecha, in Emuna. It might be included in other mitzvahs. Reb Chaim says it's included in Kriyat Shema. Because L'shitaso, the Rambam has all three parshas as the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. What do you mean all three parshas? What did the third parsha have to do with Kabbalah Zomalcha Shemaim, Kabbalah's mitzvahs? Ah! Part of Kabbalah Zomalcha Shemaim is remembering Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. So the Rambam has Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim just as part of Kabbalah's mitzvahs. Good. There is an important ha'ara, though, that the Netziv makes, and that is, there is a Gemara in Brachas and Daf Yudalid, which seems to be a major problem against the Ramban and the Chinuch. So we got to talk about it here. Who holds that only the first pasuk is the Araisa. Because the Gemara in Brachas, the beginning of the second paragraph, Daf Yudalid and Aleph, asks, are you allowed to be mafsik in the middle of Bahalal Megillah, Ma'oshe Yifsok? You'd be mafsik in the middle of Halal and Megillah. Do we say, well, Kriyat Shema is Daraisa, you're allowed to be mafsik there, so Halal is only Darabanan, so you should also be able to be mafsik? Or do you say, no, Persumenis is Adif? So what does the Gemara say? Well, Kriyat Shema, you could be mafsik. You could be mafsik in Kriyat Shema? According to the other Rishonim that say that Kriyat Shema is more than the first pasuk, okay, you can understand this. But according to the Rabban and the Chinuch, you could be mafsik in the first pasuk? So what is the Gemara talking about? The Gemara says you can be mafsik in Kriyat Shema. You can't be mafsik in the first pasuk. So the Netziv says that even according to the Ramban, that only the first, on the Chinuch, that only the first pasuk is Daraisa, it could be that you're allowed to expand a mitzvah Daraisa. And even though you're only mechuyif to say the first pasuk, once I choose to do the mitzvah Daraisa in an expanded way, then that is all labeled as the mitzvah Daraisa of Kriyat Shema. That's it. And you find this other examples of this. Maybe he's by shofar, maybe by matzah. You find this by other examples where you could do a mitzvah in a minimal way and a maximal way. So that is the important tzib relating to the shita of the Ramban and the Chinuch. Good. Mishar Shia Mitzvah. We continue now. What's the shars behind this mitzvah of Kriyat Shema? This is the basis of everything. Sheratza Hashem, Lezakos Amo. Hashem wants to be Mezaka. Sheikablo Leam Malchuso. That we accept His kingdom. V'yichudo b'chol yom b'layla. Every day and night of our lives. Kol hayamim shehem chayim. Every day. Kibiyosa Adam Balchomer. Nifta Achar Havleha Olam. Since we are finite, physical human beings that were pulled after our gashmias, the nimshach l'tavosav, so we need constant reminders. Tzarech al kalpanim zichron timidi b'malchus shemayim l'shomer menachet. We need constant reminders to protect us. Al kein haya michasto l'zakoseinu. Hashem gave us a mitzvah to be mezake us. Remember me every day. Kabbalah z'malchus shemayim. V'tzivonu l'zichro shneho ita ma'ela b'keva u'b'kavana gemura. And he told us to do it at these specific times, at the beginning of the day, so it lasts for me throughout the day. At the beginning of the night, so it lasts, or whatever you remember, so it lasts for me throughout the night. If you remember it in the beginning of the day and in the beginning of the night, so that will help me remember it throughout the day. V'yelo, skipping a line, V'yelo, hodas, halayla, azeh, gamkein, lemishmar kol halayla. And this lasts, the father of the Avnei Nezer. The Avnei Nezer writes this in the Hakdama to the Egle Tal. He writes, this idea of saying Kriyashma once, and then you're done, explains, why don't we say Kriyashma by Mincha? We say Kriyashma twice a day. Why not by Mincha? Why isn't it a part of Tefillah? See, he says this related, explaining the concept of a Tful Yom. Tful Yom! I went to the mikvah, from whatever Tumah, and now I'm waiting for sunset. Why? I went to the mikvah already. What does the sunset have to do with it? I should be Torah right now. I went to the mikvah. Says the Egle Tal in the name of his father. No. Because once you had some Tumah today, then it's already tainted as a day. And you can become semi-Tahar, but it can't be perfect until it's the next day. Because this day has already been labeled somewhat. So even though I went to the mikvah, I'm a tevul yom, I'm waiting. Because the beginning of the day sets the tone. Says the Egle Tal, it's the same idea by Kriyashma. If it applies by Tumah, it applies even more so by Kedusha, by Tara. If I start my day saying Kriyashma, if I start my night saying Kriyashma, so then that sets the tone for the entire day. I don't have to say it by Mincha. Because I've already said it by day, and I am now continuing based on the beginning. Kol HaRishona Adas Rishona Hu Oseh. And that's why it says the Sefer Chinuch now, and the second to bottom line, Ubebrei Sheyesod HaMitzvah Masha Zacharnu, based on this idea that it's supposed to remind us and keep us on the straight and the narrow, Chivun HaZacharnu Lavracha Baba Kavanas Alev. Kavana is Ma'akev by Kriyashma. Kavana is Ma'akev. V'yamru Shem Lo Kivin Libo Ba Lo Yasin Yechavaso. If I didn't have Kavana for at least the first Pasuk, I'm not Yotzei. She'en Adam Nizkar B'Shem Davar Elim Ken Yasim Kavanaso Bo. Because a person isn't reminded and awakened unless he has Kavana. And that's why a person has to say it with Kavana. There's a beautiful Achronim point out the Diyak, because the Ritva says it, but the Achronim point out why the beginning of Shas is Me'emasai Korin Eshma Barvis. When are you Korin? This is different than, what's the first mission of Megillah? Megillah Nikreis. Why by Kriyashma do we say Korin in the active? And Megillah Nikreis says the Ritva, basically Rishalmi, that you can't be Yotzi Shomea Ka'one. You can't do Kriyashma through Shomea Ka'one. Why Shomei Ka'oneh? You can do Kiddush through Shomei Ka'oneh. You can do Sfiras HaOmer through Shomei Ka'oneh. Right? Maybe not. Sfiras HaOmer is a machlokes, but other mitzvahs Shabbat B'dibur. But the reason is because this is a Kabbalah Samach HaShemayim. You can't do that through a Shliach. And that's why Dafke says Korin. Unlike Megillah, which could be through Shomei Ka'oneh, it says Nikreis in the passive. Beautiful. We continue. V'zeo shamer zecharnu lavracha v'brachas. This is what it says, Toner Rabbanot. Shema Yisrael Hashem HaKadosh Shem Echad. Ad kan tzricha kavanas alev. The first pasuk is key. And there are specific kavanas that want us to have. V'tzrichunu laharech be'echad. We have to say echad properly. We have to think when we say the Dalas, says the Gemara, about HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ruler over all the directions, right? All four corners of the globe. And anybody who's marech be'echad, the Gemara says, gets arichas yamim, arichan lo yanav u'shnosav. So we have to know exactly how to say the word echad properly, and what kavanas one has to say, one has to have. Good, midini ha-mitzvah, what are some of the halachas of the mitzvah? Mashamim zecharnu lavracha, as we've said, the first pasuk is d'oraisa, and according to the chinuch, other rishonim say the whole kriyashma is d'oraisa, but we continue, as we know, what we call kriyashma lamaisa are the three parshiyos, shema before v'haya, v'haya before the third parsha of tzitzis, as is described at the beginning of the second parak of Maseches Brachos. Next paragraph. V'chein me'inyin ha-mitzvah, mashach yivun zecharnu lavracha levarech. There are birchos kriyashma. There are brachas of kriyashma in the morning and at night, right? There are a number of brachas before, there are a number of brachas after. What kind of brachos are these? Right, Pashas, it doesn't look like a berchas ha-mitzvah. Right, the Me'iri says, if I don't know these brachos by heart and I don't have a sitter, then I should say a berchas ha-mitzvah. Asher k'neshadu v'zazav v'zivanu levarech la-hagid kriyashma, l'krowit shema. But generally, that's not the accepted custom, because it doesn't seem like these are normal brachos related to a mitzvah. Chazal warned Masakein a bracha for the mitzvah of Kriyashma. Why is that? Why is that? Or even before we get there, how do you know, is there a halacha that reflects that these are not regular birchos ha-mitzvah, besides the fact that you look at them and it doesn't look like birchos ha-mitzvah, and besides the fact that we'd say some of them afterwards? and the berachas of the mitzvah are always before the mitzvah. So Rav Soloveitchik pointed out that there's a halach in the Rambam. Usually the Rambam says, by every other mitzvah in the books, the rule is, if I don't remember if I did a mitzvah, I have to repeat the mitzvah just in case without the bracha. If I don't remember if I shook a lulav today, I don't remember. So I have to shake a lulav again, just in case, something to rise to the chumrah, but I don't do a bracha. If I don't remember if I blew shofar, or I don't know if I was yotzei shofar. Any mitzvah to rise, if I don't remember if I did it, I have to do the mitzvah again without the bracha. But the Rambam paskins in Hilchos Kriyashma, Safek Kara Kriyashma, Safek Lo Kara. What if I don't remember if I said Kriyashma or not? Chozer v'kore u'mivarech lefaneha u'lachareha. Wow. You say the Birchas Kriyashma again. Possibly it's again. You don't know if you say Kriyashma. What do you mean? Oh, brachas d'rabbanan, says Rav Soloveitchik. This is in the first Misora journal. Says Rav Soloveitchik, you see from here that the brachas of Kriyashma are different than all other brachos. The Rabbanan said that the mitzvah d'oraisa of Kriyashma must be fulfilled with its brachos. A special din of Kriyashma im Birchoseha. And this is the sheet of some Rishonim also, that let's say somebody's going to a shul where they're davening and they're not going to make Zman Kriyashma. So what we usually do is, we just say Kriyashma beforehand. So some Rishonim say that, that's not such a good idea because you're being Yotzi on a very, very b'dieva level. And the quotes here from his grandfather, Reb Chaim, that it's better to daven b'yachidus and say Kriyashma u Birchoseha b'zman Kriyashma rather than daven b'tzibur and misman Kriyashma. Okay, that's what Reb Chaim says. I think most poskim mizmanas that would not agree with that, just to say Kriyashma beforehand. But he was very convinced by this Rambam and by other Rishonim that there's one din, Kriyashma im Birchoseha. So that's a special, besides the mitzvah, a Kriyashma, we have to remember it's brachas. So what about the next step? Why isn't there a berachas mitzvah by Kriyashma? So there's a beautiful Abu Draham. The Abu Draham says, why is it that we usually have a bracha when we do a mitzvah? Because we want to be makabel or machlis shamayim and recognize God before we do the mitzvah. So we say, asher kedishana b'mitzvot v'sivanu anetilas luvot. So we're makabel or machlis shamayim, we recognize God, and then we do the mitzvah. Kriyashma, says Abu Draham, that is al-kamal machlis shamayim. That you don't need a bracha for that. That's what you're doing. It's like one big bracha. So you can have a bracha on another Maisa HaMitzvah. But here the whole Kriyashma is the message of what every bracha is supposed to be anyway. So the Abu Draham said that's why there's no bracha. But the other answer that can be given is based on the Nesivos. Rav Shachter likes to quote this Nesivos in his Haggadah. The first page of the Nesivos is Haggadah. In the Maisa Nisim he quotes, why is there no bracha on Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? So the Nesivos explains that Chazal were never misakin a bracha when the mitzvah itself is a bracha, or the mitzvah is done in the context of brachos. That's where there's no brach, berachas a mitzvah for benching. Before we bench, we don't say, asher kedishana b'mitzvanu levarech al hamazon. Because benching is a bracha. We don't say a berachas a mitzvah before we daven, even if it's daraisa. We don't say a berachas a mitzvah before the seder, on Tzibur Yetzias Mitzrayim, because that's a mitzvah that's done in the context of other brachos, of benching, of kiddush, of magid v'chulu. So it's the same thing here. Same thing here. Maybe there's no bracha because the Chazal said that you have to do Kriyashma al Seder HaBrachos, and therefore there's no separate Birchas HaMitzvah that was enacted. Okay, we continue. There are a lot of halachas here. Obviously, we're not going to get into all of them. Just go to the bottom for a minute. Let's get into one more discussion. The mitzvah of Kriyashma is obviously always, all generations, all times, Bizacharim Avaloban and Kavis. To men and not to women. Lafishi bechlal mitzvahs asheshes van grama shanasha paturas. It's befeir shegemara. Women are paturas from Kriyashma because pshachma v'kumecha. It is a zman grama. Unlike tefillah, there's a question whether it's van grama, but that's rachmininu and women have to daven. That's clear. But Kriyashma is a zman grama, says the Gemara, and the Chiddush quotes it. The overall zevel akara Kriyashma b'chol yom u'b'chol laila. If somebody misses out and does not say Kriyashma, they will mavatel the mitzvah, and they lost the opportunity of being makabel malchus shamayim. So 2 points on this last section before we read the last 3 lines. First of all, it's an important Kesem Mishnah that you can't discuss this mitzvah without knowing this Kesem Mishnah. The Kesem Mishnah at the end of Perek Aleph of Hilchos Kriyashma says a radical Chiddush. All Zmani Kriyashma are Durabanan. All Durabanan. Midaraisa, you can say Kriyashma all day. All day. It's all Durabanan. He says, I said, B'shashim B'yadim Shofrim, B'shashim B'yadim Kamin. That is all Durabanan. That is the Shita of the Kesef Mishnah. Ask the Magen Avraham, really? Is that true? Then why is it a Zman Grama? If all zmanim are derabanan, says the Magen Avraham in Simin Nunches, v'dvar b'sarachiyin, d'l'dvarav kriyishma midaraisa zmana kol hayom, v'chol halayla, v'havile mitzvah zeh shelo zman grama dumya d'tfila, u'begamara isa behedya, d'havile zman grama. So, says the Magen Avraham, I disagree, it's zman grama. Says the Shagas Aryeh, beautiful one, this too, he says, I think the Kesemish is wrong. I don't think he's right, but let me at least defend him from the Magen Avraham's kasha. No, even if you say that Kriyashma is the Zmanim or Durabanan, that it wouldn't make it into a non-Zman Grama. Why? Because even if you say Kriyashma is 24 hours, but the day mitzvah cannot be performed at night, and the night mitzvah cannot be performed by day. So it's a machlokas between the Magen Avraham and the Shagas Aryeh. If you have a mitzvah that is done 24-7, but the part that's done during the day cannot be done at night, and vice versa, is that called a Zman Grama or not? The Shagas Aryeh says yes, the Magen Avraham says no. Fascinating machlokas, how do you look at Zman Grama? The last point to mention are the last three lines of the Chinuch. V'haramban zal, the Ramban, counts two mitzvahs for Kriyashma. Kriyashma by day and Kriyashma by night. Two separate mitzvahs. The Ramban and the Chinuch only count one. So that's an important machlokas to be aware of. Rav Shechter, in Eretz HaTzvi, we mentioned this in the past a number of times, notes, this, the Ramban doesn't only say it by Kriyashma, but he says it by the Ketores, and he says it by the Karbanis Tmidin. We discussed this back in Parshas Pinchas, when we spoke about the Karban Tamid. What's the message? The Ramban seems right. Right? Kriyashma by day is a separate mitzvah. It can't be done at night. V'chul v'chul, like the Shagas Aryeh said. So, explains Rav Soloveitchik, Rav Shechter quotes Rav Soloveitchik here. No, the point is that according to the Ramban, both Kriyashmas are one kiyum. It's one kiyum ha-mitzvah, which has two maisim, one by day, one by night. Just as a mashal. I don't think he says it's mashal, but just as a mashal. Sfiras HaOmer is one mitzvah with 49 actions associated with it. But it's only counted as one mitzvah, right? Even though it's 49 separate stages. So here too, it's one mitzvah, even though it has two parts. And if you miss one, maybe in a chinami, that affects the unit of the kriyashma for that halachic day. Either way, that's an important point on page Pei Beis in Eretz HaTzvi. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Again, kriyashma is huge. We have to be careful about how we say kriyashma also. We didn't even get into the pronunciations. The Gemara says that we cool off the fires of Gehenim if we say kriyashma properly. So I think we all would be interested in that. So let's just all realize the message of kriyashma and say kriyashma properly as well. Okay, we'll stop here. Baruch Hashem, coming up on the horizon are the two mitzvahs of tefillin and the mitzvah of mezuzah. Those are the next three mitzvahs as we continue in the 420s.